Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama is fighting what he calls health care reform scare tactics head on. It's at a town hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire yesterday. The president accused special interests of using their influence to scare and mislead people. President Obama plans to hold more town hall meetings in Montana and Colorado later this week. The White House has also launched a website to counter some of the critics out there. Rescuers are defying treacherous floodwaters to try and reach typhoon survivors in Taiwan. Typhoon Morakot is considered Taiwan's most destructive storm in some 50 years. It killed 103 people, and 61 people are missing and feared dead. It wiped out entire villages in the southern and central parts of Taiwan. People have been stranded for days, still waiting for help. A Los Angeles area prison still locked down days after a riot injured hundreds of inmates there. Here are some of the first pictures of the destruction that was caused by the riots on Saturday in Chino, California. 11 inmates are still hospitalized after this. Around 1,100 others had to be moved to other facilities. It is believed that racial tensions sparked the riot. Police in Texas have arrested a U.S. soldier who they say was working as a hitman for the Mexican drug cartel. 18-year-old Private First Class Michael Jackson Apodaca was one of three men who was arrested Monday in El Paso. They are suspects in the shooting death of a member of the cartel who was working as an informant for the U.S. A woman attacked the Mona Lisa painting in Paris. The Louvre Museum says that she threw an empty mug at the Mona Lisa portrait last week. That mug shattered, but it didn't damage the painting because that painting is actually behind protective glass. However, the glass cracked. Police say the woman went to a psychiatric ward. It's unclear why she targeted the painting. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.